Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their coastal locations. Pacific City, Tillamook, Cannon Beach, Lincoln City, and coming soon to Rockaway Beach. Pelican Brewing. Born at the beach.
That's right. Pelican Brewing Company presents today's Daily Ticker. Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and Lincoln City. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Joining us now is the man who will be on the call of the game we were just talking about, the Civil War this weekend at noon. You can hear it right here on The Fan if you're watching on TV. It's on the Big Ten Network, and the color analyst of that game will be Jake Butt, former Michigan tight end and current analyst for the Big Ten Network. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at JBooty88, one of my favorite Twitter handles out there. Jake, good morning to you. I want to start, so you're, if my Wikipedia search of you is correct, you're 30 years old, you played at Michigan from, I want to say, 2013-ish to 2016-ish, somewhere in that range. What is your memory, either as a kid, as a player, like now that you're calling the game, was this a game that you remember, that you follow, that you cared about? What does Jake Button know about the Civil War?
Well, I wouldn't, you know, when you grow up, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, so that's another wrinkle to my, yeah. I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, I grew up a Buckeye fan, then I went to the University of Michigan, so most of my data in storage in my brain in terms of rivalry was reserved for Ohio State, Michigan,
yeah.
And then whatever I had left over was Michigan, Michigan State, and Michigan, Notre Dame, but look, the truth is, I think whether it's this rivalry, Oregon State, whether it's Michigan, Ohio State, or some of the other rivalry, this is what makes college football great. It's what separates college football from the NFL. You know, often I'm asked, hey, what's the big difference between college and the NFL? And I always immediately point to the rivalries because they embody the spirit of college football. And this has a ton of similarities and parallels to the Michigan-Michigan State because it's you grow up around – each roster grew up around one another. The coaching staff have roots planted to the universities. And what that leads to is a game that's full of basically desperation and desire to win. And I would even say it sounds like from doing my research and talking to former players and people that are familiar with this rivalry, it's got the same sense of Michigan-Michigan State, which is there's an underlying emotion of hatred that comes into play when it comes to this game.
I think that's a pretty accurate comp. Now, I got to ask you, because you just alluded to it there, would 10-year-old Jake Butt have challenged 17, 18-year-old Jake Butt to a fight for the decision to go to Michigan? And how many people in your family disowned you for about a week for that decision?
Yeah, it's funny. My first childhood friend, so from like preschool and kindergarten, was a diehard Michigan fan. So like my best friend growing up from K through pretty much high school was a Michigan fan, and we would fight. I was fighting for Ohio State back then. You know, how crazy is that? But My mom is, here's the thing. My mom's one of 16 and my dad's one of 8. I have a gigantic family.
Oh my God.
Everybody converted aside from, there's like one uncle that's a bad apple. He's the one that didn't convert, which I don't have an issue with, but he was still being a word I can't say here on the radio about the whole situation. So we called ourselves the Butt Army. We'd be like 30, 40 deep full of Jake Butt jerseys at the Michigan games. So everybody converted.
Well, who doesn't love a good Butt Army? I got to ask you, if we're being honest, without naming names and saying bad words, was that the uncle though that you're like, yeah, I knew you were the bad apple at all this. I didn't even like visiting you.
Yeah, pretty much. And I guess, from my wedding, we were wondering, should I still send him a wedding invite, because he crossed the line on some occasions. But that's the rivalry, you have fun with it.
What, did you invite him?
Yeah, did he get the invite?
I did invite him. Yeah, I'm just messing around.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Yeah, that's nice guy. Jake Butt being the bigger man here. He's calling the Oregon State game, the Civil War, this weekend at noon on the Big Ten Network. Now, we've heard you in our parts here, Jake, because you called the Oregon-Montana State game. And then after that game, you went on the Big Ten Network, and we played an audio clip of you on our show, saying that Dante Moore is going to be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. Now, you didn't specify, if I remember correctly on the clip, whether it's this year or next year, but it led to us doing a couple of segments on it. Like, should we have paid more attention to this guy? Should we have given him more credit coming into the year? You've seen him in person. You're going to see him again. What stands out about Oregon's quarterback to you?
Well, yeah, I really do believe that. And I believe that's what we're seeing is every single week that gets closer to becoming an obvious reality. And what stands out is there's a reason he was a five-star back in high school. There's a reason he was one of the more coveted recruits of his entire class, and that's just the pure talent. He is one of the more gifted throwers of the football in all college football. It looks effortless to him. The ball jumps out of his hands. But some guys, when they have like big-time throwing power, they throw a fastball. It's like Brett Favre. They got no off speed. But Dante, he has big time throwing power, but it looks effortless. And he throws a really catchable ball with great accuracy. And I think the other thing that's interesting is you guys as Oregon fans have seen different leading styles. Bo Nix was one type of leader. Dylan Gabriel was another type of leader. And Dante Moore now is his own type of leader. And what you hear is talking to the players, these guys love Dante Moore. He's got a certain gravity and aura to him, which is really, really important. When he gets in the huddle, those other 10 guys looking at him, do they have absolute unchallenged belief in their quarterback? And they absolutely do. And Dante, and I, part of the reason I said that, guys, is we do these coaching meetings and we always ask about the quarterbacks and the backup quarterbacks and just get the temperature gauge from the coaches. And Will Stein told us, Will's coached some great quarterbacks. Will told us unprompted that Dante has a chance when it's all said and done here to be the best that he's ever seen. So I was already leaning towards saying Dante's a first round pick, but then hearing that from Will, I said, okay, I feel better that I can go out there and say this with confidence.
How much did Oregon surprise you last year in year one of the Big Ten doing what they did?
No, they didn't surprise me. I wasn't surprised at all. I think Dan Lanning is so clearly, I'm starting to remove the word young. He's not just one of the best young leaders in the sport. He's just one of the best leaders, period. There's a true culture and spirit about this football team that's evident as soon as you watch them. And then when you dive into the all 22, it becomes even more impressive. The other thing is this is college football. It's a resource battle. It's an arms race. And there's complete alignment from top down, from a resource standpoint, from a vision of the program and the future standpoint. There's great leadership from Dan Lanning across his entire staff, his play callers, his assistants. There's just complete alignment of this football team. And the big key for Oregon is it's never going to surprise any of us when they have speed at the skill positions, speed on the edge, and the ability to put up points. But they've really done a great job of building their trenches. There is a physicality to this football team that makes them well-rounded and dangerous.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we're talking with Jake Budde. He's going to be on the call of the Civil War this weekend on the Big Ten Network. You can give him a follow on Twitter at JBoody88, former Michigan player and analyst for the Big Ten Network. I'm curious, as you're prepping for the game, and you know, look, Oregon State is, to be fair, it'd be nice, I guess, limping into this game. They're 0-3. A lot of fans want the coach to be fired. Last weekend was a disaster. They can't punt the ball. They can't long snap. Procedural penalties. Like, is there any hope here of this being a game? Has this become more of a let's just showcase how good Oregon is throughout the course of the broadcast? Like, what are your thoughts on Oregon State and just how this matchup will go?
No, I fully come into this game preparing and expecting a competitive game, because that's football. It's any given Sunday. It's any given Saturday. In this instance, I've been a part of rivalry games. You know, in 2013, I was the starting tight end at Michigan. I was a true freshman, and we were playing Ohio State, you know, Thanksgiving weekend. We were unranked, just hovering right about 500, and Ohio State was a top five team, one of the best in college football. No one gave us a chance, and yet that game was 42-41, came down to a two-point conversion. We obviously saw Michigan upset Ohio State on the road last year when they were like 21-point dogs. So that's true in football in general, but especially in rivalry games. The concern for Oregon State is, you know, when I talk about Oregon having a spirit and a competitive fire to them when you turn on the tape, that I can't say that I've seen that from Oregon State. But the benefit is this rivalry game has that underlying nature of hatred and energy. So if there was ever a game for this team to go out there and play their hearts out and leave it all on the field, it's going to be tomorrow afternoon. So for that reason, I'm excited to see these teams compete.
We're a little against it, so I hate to ask you this question this late, but what is your favorite Jim Harbaugh moment between you and him while you were playing with him?
Now, there's a bunch of them. He believed chicken is the nervous bird, so he thought that we should not be eating chicken at training table because it would lead to nervousness. There was another one too where Jim's very particular about the way he wants things done. So first ever spring ball, we are running 7-on-7, and a freshman running back runs a wheel route wrong, and Jim didn't like it. And mind you, remember, Jim's in his khakis, and he wore cleats out to practice. So Jim said, "That's not how you run a wheel. I'll show you how to run a wheel." So he gets out there, no warm-up, full horseshoe of chew in his bottom lip, runs a wheel, and then halfway down the field, he, like, catches something, and it looks like he popped a hamstring, you know, that old sniper that you see on tape. He comes limping back, and we're like, "Coach, are you okay? Coach, are you okay?" He said, "Yeah, I'm fine." Well, he never got treatment on it. Said that the injury was just in his head. He said he takes a vitamin every day, which is steak and whole milk. And to this day, he still has a limp in his gait because he definitely seriously hurt his hamstring that day and refused to get treatment.
God, that is fantastic.
It's chicken.
Oh, Jake Butt, he's going to be on the call of the Civil War this weekend.
We got to get you back on,
yeah,
big guy. We got to talk Oregon, Penn State with
that
you
was,
next
Yeah,
week.
Big one next weekend out in Happy Valley. JBoody88, give him a follow on Twitter. Can't wait to hear you call the game, man. Really enjoy your work. It's been fun to follow you and your growth of the Big Ten Network. Always enjoy when you're on a game. And thanks for the time this week, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. And hit me up next week. I played in Penn State Whiteout night game, so I can tell you guys all about it. And looking forward to staying in touch. Hit me up anytime, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.